The men in the Dickinson family, what is their relationship to the Civil War? Do some of them fight in it? When the war is happening, what is happening with the men in Dickinson's family?
Boy, I feel like I'm coming out ragging on Amherst.
No, it's fine. It's actually good, because that was part of that question also, if I can just ask it. I have this question about whether or not Dickinson and her family would have been aware of a figure like Sojourner Truth or like Ruggles, mm-hmm. and what their opinion of those kinds of people would have been. What is their opinion about what's going on in Northampton at the moment? Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe that's two different questions, but somehow they seem related to me.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to make, and in my ragging on Amherst, I don't want to say Amherst was not special. Northampton maybe was special. It was a lot like, you know, sort of the Concord area in terms of like leading abolitionists, or somebody like Thoreau, who was really voting with his feet and really taking people part of the way on their journey to Canada and freedom. So Amherst was known as being, towns had to fill quotas for the war. And it was said that Amherst was reluctant in filling their quotas of soldiers. Austin didn't fight in the war. The town provided a substitute for him. Because by this time, whereas Dickinson's went, as it was said, hotly into battle for the War of Independence or other wars, by the time the Civil War came around, they were not. So Austin was of age, and the town found a substitute for him. And what I found in the City Hall records that spring, so it was May of 1864, five young men went into war. At least three young African-American men are substitutes in his place, one of whom comes out of the almshouse, so he doesn't get paid a bounty, right? I mean, there was a financial incentive to go into war. But if you were supported by the town already, the town sent you. So
wait, so you're saying that when Austin didn't go to war, some Black people went to war instead?
Correct.
Girl. Wow.
Correct. Five. I think he, Austin, and a couple of other young white guys don't go. And they're drafted, but they don't go. And the town supplies, and five young men went. And by surname, I think one of them is Irish. The name is Pierce. But and I wasn't able to find him, but the three or four of the other people are Black, free Blacks from Amherst.
When you say the town supplies these people, like, yeah. How, what is, because that makes it sound like the
Come
town
on, Malcolm.
Owns these people, like.
Yeah, yeah, wait, what do I mean by that? okay, in some cases, your family would pay. So for instance, in some cases, and the Dickinsons had the cash to do it, you would pay to have somebody else go in your place. Mm. And guys did it. I mean, a guy, Tom Kelly, okay, so the Maggie in the story has a brother-in-law, Tom Kelly. He goes to war because he gets like $300 or $500, which is like a lot of money. Yeah. I think he ends up getting turned down because I think he only had one arm, so they turned him down, yeah. But he wanted that money. So some of those guys who go to war in Austin's place are getting paid for it. So it's, their families need the money. And so they do it, they sacrifice themselves.